Good evening. Welcome to this Thanksgiving Eve service here at Rose Hill. Great to see each of you. How many of you came for the dinner beforehand? Most of you were here, I think. We had a great turnout for the dinner. Yeah, that was fantastic. Thanks again to all of you who helped make that happen. We said a word of thanks down there, but some of you, I think, had already left before we did that. So thank you for making that happen, and thanks to everyone who came and was a part of it. How many of you have something to be thankful for in your life? Yeah, you know, even when things are not going so fantastically, we can always find things, I think, to be grateful for. And when things are going fantastic, sometimes we need to remember to give thanks, that it's not all by our works that those things happen, to thank God for those good things. So tonight we come to give thanks to the Lord in the season of thanks. Want to start with a couple of verses from Scripture, and then Linda Holbrook will lead us in a call to worship more formally here in just a moment. But listen to these words from Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. And I really think that note of thanksgiving that's mentioned here, that's why we worship God. It's with hearts that are filled with gratitude for him. So let's join together now in our call to worship.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Good evening. So good to see you. The church tradition that I came from didn't have Thanksgiving Eve services, so this is a new thing for me. But it was a great dinner, and I'm very thankful to be here and to be a part of you guys in celebrating this time of gratitude. Amen. Thanks to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise.
The mighty hand.
His love endures forever.
faithful.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever.
Sing it again, forever.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. Forever.
It's a promise we have from the Lord that He will be with us forever. He is faithful forever. Amen. This is the God we serve.
Because of what the Lord has done for us.
gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known the wicked oppressing, thus cease from distressing, sing praises to His name. He forgets not His own.
Join with me in this call and response. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures forever.
Gracious and holy God, we do gather this evening to praise You, to thank You because of Your love that endures forever. God, there's nothing we can do to earn that. There's nothing we have done to earn it. And we are so grateful, Lord, for Your grace that bestows Your love upon us and in us. Thank You, God, for the gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, where we see most profoundly Your love. And we pray, God, that in this time and this season of thanksgiving, that we would return our thanks to You. We pray in the strong and certain name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you.
first of two readings for tonight is found in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Our second reading comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So normally, at this point in the service, you all are used to the pastor standing and sharing some very deep and profound insights, hopefully somewhat, into the passage and helping us understand it more. But tonight we're going to do something a little bit different, and we are going to allow all of you to share your own insights and your own sense of thankfulness in what God has done in your life, just things that you're thankful for. So what we're going to do is I'm going to bring this whiteboard over here, and you're going to have the opportunity to stand and just share with us something you're thankful for. Because we want to be like the 10 who, or the one that came back to Jesus out of the 10 who came back and expressed his gratitude. And I think tonight we have that opportunity. We do every Sunday in a certain sense, but tonight maybe explicitly to take some time to do that and for each of us to share. And as we just read in the Philippians passage, we can give thanks in all circumstances. I think when we truly reflect on what God has done in our lives, what he is doing, even when we're in the challenging times, there are reasons to be thankful, things to be thankful for. So you don't have to share tonight. This is a get-to if you want to. You're thankful in your heart one way or another, I know. But I want to encourage you, or invite you, to share with us. We'll bring a microphone. Either Carl and I will bring a microphone to you, and you can stand and share. And then what I'd like you to do is write, hopefully just one word. I'm just thinking one word. You can stretch it to two, and it's okay. Let's try to keep it to one word on this whiteboard that we pull over that encapsulates what it is you're thankful for. And at the end of the night, we'll have this, I don't know, word collage, you might say, of the things that we are all thankful for. And maybe as you hear someone share tonight, you might be reminded of something for which you are thankful. Maybe something you stand and share inspires somebody else or reminds them of something they're thankful for as well, so we can encourage each other in that as well. So while I'm moving this over, you can be thinking for just a moment about what you'd like to share. The words here, that we give thanks, I did not do this. I'm not that artistic. That's a combination of Gwen and Haley, actually, they did that this afternoon. And yeah, I'm thankful that they did that, so there you go. So no rhyme or reason, no order, just raise your hand. You can stand up. And let's take a moment, some time to give thanks to the Lord. Lucy.
I'm thankful for our church family.
Okay. Do you want to go up and write that?
Yeah. I'm thankful for the choir.
Okay, so now you got to go up and write choir. That's a one-word thing. That's a very easy one. You can write pretty big, I think, too.
You mentioned challenging times. I'm thankful for the challenging times that we're having here at Rose Hill Church. New directions, new things coming up that we need to decide and go forward. So I'm thankful for the challenges.
Am I on?
There
hey,
we go.
There I am. The biggest blessing that God has bestowed in my life is my children. I battled infertility for years, so both of them are a true blessing to me.
I'm thankful for my wife and my family, and also the blessings that God gives us through our talents. You know, for me, it's art. For all of you, it's possibly the singing and all that we share. So.
Well, this one is easy. Carl and I had our fourth, and we're told last, grandchild 2 days ago. Her name is Alice Ann Junia Palo.
I'm thankful for the most supportive and godly group of guys that have had me here since 5:30 this morning.
I'll say the obvious one. I'm thankful that God saved a wretch like me.
I'm thankful I could be here tonight. I was not able to last year. I had a cast on my left foot, and I had a great amount of help from this church family. And then I had an accident the day the cast came off. I had an accident on the other foot. Spent 3 weeks in a rehab and more help from the church. So my word is walk. I'm about 95%+ back to normal. But the other part, that's the physical. The other part is that while I was preparing for this surgery, the Lord had me pass off every single one of my responsibilities to other people at the church, and all but one got picked up. And I was set aside for a year. So I was not walking. I mean, I was walking with the Lord, but in terms of service or anything, for a good 6 to 9 months, I had what I considered a Shemitah, a Sabbath year. It does wonders for the soul. And when I came back, the principal thing that I picked up is teaching and the book of Hebrews. And I'm blessed by all that I am learning by having to teach this. It's just wonderful. So I'm going to put the word walk up, and you know that that's my physical walk and my spiritual walk.
Well, thank you. Most of you know who I am. I'm Bob Bozarth, and 2016 has been rather a challenging year for me. Seems like I've had everything go wrong, but everything's turning out right. First of all, I had a knee operation in April, and that went fine. I had no problem with it whatsoever. I went through physical therapy, and when I was ready to graduate from the thing, the girl said, "Well, come on out next time, and we'll give you the graduation." Well, I went out to my truck, and as I started to get in the truck, I passed out. And I went down, boom, I had no idea what caused that. But the problem was I lit on my knee that had all the stitches in it and opened up about 5 inches of that knee. Well, the girls in the therapy called the ambulance. I didn't need an ambulance. I was right 2 blocks from the hospital. But at any rate, the guys in the ambulance said, "Well, we'll take you over anyway." So I went over, and I was there for 5 hours waiting for them to sew up my knee, because they had 2 or 3 ambulances come in immediately after I did that had a lot of problems. And the poor doctors were just running their tail off. And he just didn't get time until about 7 o'clock at night when he sewed my knee up. Well, that went fine. No problem at all. Then, as I started to get better, I passed out again. Well, the doctor said, "We don't know what it is, but we'll give you some tests and try to figure what happened on this." They couldn't find a thing. and they gave me some different medicine, and that didn't work. Finally, one doctor said, well, I'm going to try one more thing that the other doctors hadn't even suggested. They put what I call a doorbell on my chest. And whenever I felt dizzy the first time around for a week, nothing happened. I didn't have anything. Well, we'll try it one more time. So they did, and lo and behold, a Korean doctor, Dr. Rowe, found that I had a misbeat in my heart that went up to 200 beats a minute. And I do all these passing outs. I'd go down and get right back up. I felt fine, no problem. But what they determined that in your heart someplace or next to your heart, you have an electrical connection which allows the heart to beat at its normal beat. They went up through a vein. I was in the hospital from 8 in the morning till about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But they got to this thing and some way put an electric charge to it and corrected the problem. And since I had that, no problem whatsoever. So how thankful can I be over all these things? And like I say, medicine is a practice. And the doctors thought they were practicing because they couldn't find anything wrong. So anyway, I'm very thankful for that.
Even if you've already shared, if you have something else you're thankful for, and undoubtedly many of us have more than one thing, you can share another item.
I'm thankful for Emily and her whole family, and for Carl, who helped me on the way in here, and a lot of other things, and friends, too. And I'll let him go right there.
One thing I'm thankful for, among many, is that this past, I think it was August, September, I can't remember exactly when it was, I had a very minor, I'll use the word procedure, done on my back. Basically, it was a series of injections, about 40 of them, all in about a 2-inch spot in my back, 2-inch by 2-inch spot, because I've had lower back pain for about the last 10 or 11 years that inhibits my sleeping and standing and sitting and almost everything, it felt like. And that happened because when I was about 30 years old, I forgot I wasn't 20 anymore, and I was doing handsprings with my niece and other silly things like that. Well, it ended up being her, she's now married, it's her husband who fixed me. So I'm just very grateful to have a pain-free back.
I am very thankful for our small groups. I've been part of 2 different small groups in church, and people receive us so well, and they are my friends, and they pray for us, and it's a great support we have in this church.
I'm also thankful to be in the band.
I am very thankful for Gwen and for all her work with the kids. It's amazing what she does with the kids. So I'm very thankful for her and her ministry.
I'm Monica's dad, and I'm thankful for having Parkinson's disease for 28 years. Now, that may sound a little funny, but what it's done for me is it's opened my eyes, and there's more things that are important in life than making money, being famous, being whatever else you think you can be, but it's made me turn my focus to God, because he slowed me down and made me realize the most important thing in this world is your love for God and family. And so he slowed me down, so I appreciate my family so much more than I ever have, and realize that's what's important in life.
Family up here, can I write family up here for you? Yeah.
Thank you for the house.
For those of you who couldn't hear or can't read what Emily wrote up here, she said, I'm thankful for the home. Yes, I'm thankful for the home.
I'm thankful for drums, because drums are awesome.
And you should come to the Kirkland tree lighting ceremony. The L-Dub jazz band is playing. Yeah.
I'm thankful for the continued healing of my husband and that I will be able to bring him home soon.
I'm thankful for God.
How about this country? As many of you know, I did 20 years in the Navy. I've seen a lot of other countries. You know my wife, Amal. She was born and grew up in Syria. They have the same laws in those countries that we have. They just don't want to live by them. That was told to me when I was in Lebanon for 20 months. This is, we've got the same laws, we just don't want to live by them. We believe in violence rather than democratic process. When I brought her to the United States, I said, you may not like what that other person believes, but I said, the law protects them. You will get in trouble if you try to do anything against them physically or maybe even verbally. And she kind of, you know, had to do a double take to realize that the law protects everybody's freedom of belief in whether it's a God or not. So for me, I'm just going to put up USA.
I'm thankful that God brought me to Rose Hill.
I'm real thankful for God's word and for the Bible studies that are available here. I go to the Friday one, and I've made the friends that pray and learning God's word and things for me to learn and change, and it's been wonderful. And pastor's sermons, too. So it's the word and all that we can learn here, and the friendship for sure.
I'm thankful for Pastor Brian. He is awesome, you guys. He's smart, he's wise, and he's relational. What more could you want for in a pastor? No, seriously, I go into his office pretty much every day when I come into the church, and I always tell myself coming in, I'm like, I don't want to take up too much of his time. I don't want to, you know, talk too much, but I can't help it. We end up chatting, and usually it's because of me. And we end up talking for, you know, sometimes a half hour, 45 minutes. We can talk for an hour very easily. And it just shows how relational, you know, he is. And because he's so smart and wise, you know, I want to spend time gleaning from him and just getting as much as I can from his wisdom. So I'm very thankful to be here at Rose Hill and for Pastor Brian.
You know, you're not supposed to lie in church, but thank you. That's, I know, I'm just kidding. That's very kind of you. So, you kind of beat me to the punch, Paul, but since you've opened this can of worms, I'll just say, and I've been thinking about how to phrase this because I work most closely with the staff of the church, of course, and then certain volunteers in particular, people within the church, better way to put it, and then elders on session and others. And so I wanted to say I'm so thankful for the staff of the church, and we have a fantastic staff. I'm really grateful for all of them, their dedication, and how hard they work. But then I started thinking, well, gee, if I just stop there, I'm leaving out so many people. Like tonight, Jim Macklin is on sound back here, and the Harshbargers are running Proclaim, the projection software that we use. And you know, choir, or Tim led the choir and music, and so did Elaine and Paul and Yam, and there's and the people who put on the dinner tonight. There are just so many folks, and you can't like draw the line at some point and say, well, I'm thankful for this group of people, and not include others because it just keeps going. And I'll just say, as pastor, I'm just really grateful for this church and its heart for ministry. I know church and Rose Hill or whatever's up here a couple different times or a couple different ways, and I guess just I'm reiterating that, but maybe from a little bit different perspective than some of the reasons that were expressed already, and I'm just really thankful for this church.
Thankful for being school.
Was that Mark or Luke? That was Luke. Okay. Luke and Mark are twin boys that are in our preschool, sons of Marcio and Lucy.
I am thankful for having children's voices in service again, for one. I actually have two. God has blessed us the last couple of years to get to know our neighbors in our neighborhood, and we have been blown away by what great people we have in our neighborhood. So I am thankful for our neighbors.
Thankful for everyone. I'm thankful for Sunday school. I'm thankful for my school.
You know, Jesus said to come to him like a little child, right? You do remember that. And I think I've been very impressed, Emily, by all the things you're thankful for. Thank you for modeling that for us.
I'm thankful for the support from, like, many people, like my family, the church, and, yeah, pretty much Brian, Scott, Brett, for buying the basketball shoes, and the school gave me the money for the clothes. Yeah.
I'm thankful for Mom.
You want me to write that for you up here, Calvin? Hey, Calvin. Is it okay if I add Dad also? No. Well, I'm thankful for my dad, so I'll write Dad over here. We'll just kind of add it. So I know we could stay here longer and keep going and compile an even bigger list, and undoubtedly there are people who maybe didn't share that you're thankful for things, and microphones scare you, and that's okay, but thank you. I mean, look at all these things we have up here. The church's up here a few times, family, school, preschool, health kinds of things, gifts and talents and instruments, doctors, choir, small groups, friends, parents, challenges that we're facing. 5:30 a.m., I'm not sure about that one. I know it represents the small group that you're a part of. There's this, it's a wide variety of things that are up here, and salvation. Just so grateful for, I'm grateful for all of you taking time to share and being willing to share, and it's clear that we have a lot to be thankful for, amen? There's a lot going on in our lives, a lot in our church. What I'd like to do is just invite us now to take some time in prayer and to give thanks to the Lord in your heart for a moment silently, and then I'll wrap it up with a prayer, and then we'll have one final song to join in singing together. Would you bow your hearts with me in prayer? God, we are thankful people, and so Lord, in this silence right now, in addition to what's up here, or maybe what's up here inspires each of us to express our own gratitude, Lord, just hear us for a moment in the silence of our hearts as we share with you the things that we are each thankful for. And God, as we have expressed verbally here tonight as well, we are thankful for so much, for the breath that sustains life, for life itself, for all that is around us that nurtures and encourages life, for the love of family and friends. We thank you, God, for the mystery of creation, for the beauty that our eyes can see, for the joy that our ears can hear, for the unknown that we can't behold that fills the universe with wonder, for the expanse of space that draws us beyond our very selves to explore everywhere. We thank you, God, for putting us in communities, for our families that nurture us and encourage us, for friends who love us for who we are, for companions at work who share our burdens and our daily tasks, for strangers who welcome us in their midst, for people from faraway places who call us to grow in understanding, for children who lighten the moment whenever and wherever we are, such as we've had tonight even, who lighten it up with their own delight and their sense of wonder, for the unborn who offer us hope for the future. We thank you, God, for this day, for life, for one more day to live and to love, for the opportunity for one more day for to work for justice and peace, to live for you, for neighbors and one more person to love and by whom to be loved, for your grace and one more experience, one more day of your presence. And lastly, God, we thank you for your promise to be with us, to be our God, and to give salvation through Jesus Christ. For these, Lord, and for all blessings, we give thanks to you, our eternal loving God. We pray in the strong and life-giving name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As the worship team comes up front, I invite you to stand. You can take a moment if you want, actually even to greet your neighbor and say happy Thanksgiving to them. And then we'll close in our closing song here in just a moment.
Well, as we close tonight, we're going to sing a very old traditional Thanksgiving song. Which one do I have up there? We have Now Thank We All Our God up there. That's not the one we put up. I think we messed up. We practiced the wrong song. Tell you what. This will be a chance. You have hymn books in the pews right in front of you. Grab a hymn book and turn to hymn number 797. And this is an old traditional Thanksgiving song. But as we were singing it through earlier this evening, I realized that it says one thing while meaning quite another. In other words, it's very allegorical. And so it talks about the harvest and bringing in the harvest. And yet in the end, it's about what God has done for us and what he will do for us in bringing us all home. So let's sing this song, maybe with some new insight as you sing it. Come, ye thankful people, come.
Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storm begin. God, our Maker, doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Oh,
In this service tonight, you've had an opportunity to express your gratitude to the Lord, and I pray that you have also been maybe encouraged, maybe thought of some other things that you hadn't thought of coming in here tonight for which you're thankful based on some of the things that other people shared this evening. And I pray that tomorrow will be a great day of thanksgiving for you wherever you are. I do invite you to the help Christmasize the church on Friday, Saturday? No, what day is it? Saturday at 10 a.m. If you want to come be a part of that. But most of all, give thanks to the Lord. Take that time tomorrow with whoever you're with to return thanks to God. May the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the power and presence of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you this day, this week, and all of evermore. And all of God's thankful people said, amen.